I'm Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day. And you may not know this, but I have another podcast. It's called The ReStory Show. It's weekly, and I interview people with amazing unsung stories. Didn't say that quite right, but you know what I mean. So to learn more, go to restoryshow.com. That's restory, R-E-S-T-O-R-Y, show.com. I would love to have you listen to some of these amazing stories. So today we're in Psalm 19. We're making our way through, and we are in verses 44 through 46 of the Voice Translation, and it says this: "Therefore, I will follow your teachings forever and ever, and I will live a life of freedom because I pursue your precepts. I will even testify of your decrees before royalty, and I will not be humiliated." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I don't anticipate I'll be telling your decrees before royalty anytime soon, but I am grateful for these verses, and I'm grateful that you place people in their beautiful spheres, in spheres of influence that I will never reach. So Lord, help us not to despise where we are and who our circle of influence is, but to shine in the midst of it, because you have your people spread out all over the world in different circles, and they're reaching folks I can never reach. And I'm so grateful for the fact that you have the strategic, amazing, beautiful, unfolding kingdom plan, and we are a part of it. So Lord, if we happen to find ourselves before royalty today, give us the words to speak. But more than that, Lord, help us to season our words with your love. Help us to season our words with your kindness and truth. And help us to declare your truth no matter who it is that we're speaking to, whether it's our children or our parents or our friends or our sisters, brothers, neighbors. Lord, help us to speak that truth. Help us to testify of your decrees. You promise that we will not be humiliated. I know that there's been times I've been reading the New Testament where it talks about not being afraid to say what needs to be said, and that he will give you those words when you need them. And those were often spoken to the persecuted church. And I have no idea if Pray Every Day is getting beyond the borders into the persecuted church, but I am very comforted to know, Jesus, that you give words to people who are in extreme situations, who want to testify of your greatness and your goodness, might be afraid, but you give them the words to say. And in that, you are changing culture, you are changing nations, you are changing the landscape of the kingdom through these martyrs and through people who are being persecuted for your sake. I pray a special measure of grace upon those today who are suffering for you. And your presence, may it be as thick as the air that they breathe, may it be as near as the air that they breathe. I don't know if air is thick, but you know what I mean, Lord. Lord, this verse begins with, "I follow your teachings forever and ever." And Lord, I pray that for my audience today. I pray they would follow your teachings forever and ever, be steady, steadfast, immovable, foot in front of the next foot, in front of the next foot, taking steps over and over of obedience upon obedience. Lord, help us to pursue you. Help us not to finish poorly, but to finish strong. We may start with gusto and then we peter out, but Lord, I pray instead that this marathon of relationship with you would end well, that we wouldn't just kind of crawl over the finish line, but that you would empower us to sprint at the very end. I remember my half marathon that I was agonizing through, and by about mile 11, I was dying. And by the time I reached about a half mile to the end, I decided to sprint because I just wanted it to be over. But Lord, I pray instead that instead of that agony, that we would actually have this steady pace of obedience, following your teachings. I love what you say in verse 45, "I will live a life of freedom because I pursue your precepts." Lord, we think that freedom comes from disobeying your precepts, or at least that's the lie that we've believed, but actually true freedom comes in obeying you. True freedom comes in having the ability to say yes to you. So I pray that we would respond to your Holy Spirit today. We would say yes to you. We would receive the strength that we need to continue on, even if we're weak, even if we're scared, even if we're tired. We will receive all that we need from you today. Help us to go back to you and go back to you and go back to you. when we're stressed or lonely or tired or afraid, because you will be there. You promise your presence will always be there through the power of the Holy Spirit who lives within us. So go forth with joy today, my dear friend, because Jesus is with you. I pray all of this, Jesus, in your beautiful name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. So when you are at the end of your rope, remember that Jesus is there to hold you and to catch you. He loves you very much. He created you, and he longs to see you find victory today. Even over that sin that you've been struggling with, he is with you, and he loves you, and he does not despise you. He welcomes you back into his arms.